Matteo, it's Christian. Just before you come, we want you to rate Barcelona with all the best talent. Welcome to the revolution. Hello and welcome to an impromptu Friday night transfer hub, and I'm joined by Ryan. Dare I say this, making his transfer hub debut. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, mate. It's the Transfer Hub's first signing of the season. Should get me shirt with my number on the back. McEwen, he's here for the night. How are we doing?
Here we go. Very, very well. And we know that this Ferran Torres has been simmering in the background, and I've stayed away from it because of the fee, and I wasn't really sure whether it was just a connection, a lazy link. But coming out this evening from all of the big Barcelona news outlets, Aston Villa are negotiating with Ferran Torres. Now, I've got to say as well, we've been linked with a number of players in the last week or two, and every single one of them has been top bracket. Like, you look at them and you're like, getting come to Villa, come to our club. So I think that's one thing about all of the recent rumours. But Ferran Torres linked with Aston Villa, that would be a remarkable signing, wouldn't it?
Incredible, incredible, considering the kid's only 23 years old. Look at the experience he's got. He's played for Manchester City, and he's played at Barca. You know what I mean? This kid is so talented. And you talk of the fee, 45 million, I think it's justified. I think the area of the pitch that we want to strengthen, that final third, that's the bracket of price tag you're going to be looking at for these type of players to propel you into the European equation. You look at we pay 30 for Emi, 30 for Buendia, 30 for Ings. It's Emi and Buendia, Bailey. I mean, and now we're taking the next step up, and Ferran Torres. Oh God, he's so silky and he's so smooth. He's so intelligent. His movement, his passing. He's got it all in that final third. He can play right across the front three. He can drop deep into like the 10 position. So there's so many options for him. And it feels like an Emery signing, doesn't it? It feels like someone he can mould and feels like his profile will fit our tactical setup. Yeah, I'm excited about this one. Yeah, we've been linked with 100 and was it five or six players now in the last week? So they are flooding in these rumors, but sometimes you just get one that just stands out a little bit, that sticks around a little bit, and more people jump on it. And it does feel like this one has got a bit of momentum.
Yeah, and you know, like sometimes you're like you'll have emails with someone, and then you'll have their contact details. You'll talk to them. You'll figure out what the vibe was, and then you just delete emails or you delete. I just feel like we'd have looked at that Barcelona negotiation with Coutinho and thought, nah, we'll be back. We'll be back. We're
Yeah.
coming. We're coming for more. Like, we're not done with you yet. We're not done. So I could just imagine like what the vibe's been like trying to negotiate with this. But yeah, apparently we are in negotiation, and what I do feel like is going to happen is, I think at the start of the window there's going to be a lot of movement, because I think teams like Barca have got, they've got to have a wriggle around with players and moving on. Same as like in Serie A, those type of leagues. Money is very, very dry, and we know that the Premier League has got it. And it's also come out today that apparently we've got a £200 million war chest to spend. So, I mean, that's only going to take us to like a quarter of it. So we'll have three quarters of that war chest left after Ferran Torres. So, yeah, it's just absolutely amazing to be linked with these players. And I think, gone are the days where we linked with some players, you're like, oh, God, like I've actually got to like talk about these players because they're just no good. So, it's exciting. The window's not open. So I think Villa fans, just embrace it that we linked with these really good players and just look forward to it. So,
yeah, because these are players that we'd probably have on our books, i.e. a Jack Grealish, Ashley Young first time round, James Milner, and we'd have them and we'd lose them at this stage. Now we're sort of flipping it and we're enticing these players in when they're about to hit their peak, when they've got a lot of experience beneath their belt, and we're striking for them now, do you know what I mean? You know, getting them in now instead of losing them. So it's good to be in this market. It really is.
And it really does feel like we have a plan. And I think that's also something that's, you know, it's okay signing players, but you've got to have like a strategy. And we're starting to feel like we have got a bit of a strategy. And that comes from, firstly, what the manager's built. Then it goes down to what does he want? And then it sort of now filters down like to the owners of like, this guy needs certain things to get him where he needs to go to. Back him and you'll get it. Whereas, you know, for years and years, it's been like, it's always felt like, is it going to work? What are we doing? Is this the plan? What's the plan? But now I feel like everything's just fitting quite well. And I think every signing that we make will be a really confident one from my front, because I feel like when they do come in, I know what they're coming in to do, a specific role. And, you know, we've touched on Emery's tactics ever since he came in and the style of play, evolution. You know, I think we all kind of understand what type of players we do now need moving forward to fit how he wants to play as well. So I think, you know, collectively, I think that's just a good thing all around, isn't it?
Yeah, the age is a good thing as well, look, because, you know, he's coming in here at 23. Say he has 4 good seasons with us. Excellent, let's say. In 4 years' time, that's probably a £90 million player, isn't it? So, you know, you're getting these players in and they're not going to decrease in value. So that type of profile with room to grow and that age group that we are being linked with, it sits well with me, very, very well. We're not buying players that are sort of past it now and in their twilight zone, you know, twilight parts of their career, or they've had a few bad injuries. We're looking at prime players ready to go.
Definitely. So in Transfer Hub usual fashion, we shall go through what we normally go through. But on Transfer Market, they have Ferran Torres at around €30 million. I think the fee is around 45, what has been branded around the you know, the Barca media outlets. But I think 30, 35 with the add-ons, I think would then get it to around 45. So 30, 35 plus add-ons, plus, you know, Spanish, you know, getting into staying in the Spanish side, like winning World Cups or, you know, etc. I think bumps it up, doesn't it? So goals, appearances.
Barca always like a buyback though, don't they?
Yeah, but they've got no dough.
Yeah. True, yeah.
So, I mean, he was at City. His peak value was around 50 million when he was at City. I think he went for 50, didn't he? And then it's just gone down 45, and then it's gone down to 30, what it is now. So let's have a little look at what I like to look at. So let's have a look at SofaScore. What have they got in this season? So this season, it's not been his best outlet with goals and assists. He's got a SOFA score of 6.82, like Ryan said, 23 years of age. They also have his market value around £32 million. He's played 29 games, started 13, scored 4 goals, and he has also got 1 assist this season. If we go back to last season, he had 4 goals and 4 assists, and then we go to the season before that. He had 4 goals and 5 assists. You can see on his heat map from a couple of years ago, predominantly down that right-hand side. This season, it's been a little bit of a mixture, I guess, because he's been in and out of the side, but nobody's undoubting his talent. I think one of my favourite goals he scored was when he was at Man City. I think it was the Newcastle goal, you know, that little flick he did round Shelby. Oh, that was sublime, that was. So in the Premier League, his last outing in the Premier League, he had a rating of 7.22. He scored 2 goals and he got 1 assist. I think the season before, he had a lot of, a better outlet. He had 7 goals and 2 assists. So if we want to compare his stats here a little bit, we'll compare him to Leon Bailey then. So we'll have a look at how he compares. So Ferran Torres has got a 71 attacking. Leon Bailey has got a 68. So Ferran Torres is in the green and Bailey is in the blue. So you can see a little bit of a comparison on here. And his key attributes are heading attempts, finishing, key passes, passing. His defensive contribution is weak here and he likes to cut inside. If you have a look on his breath, you've got a pretty decent outlet per 90, nice and green on a couple of those as well. So he's a player, he's a player. And you can tell by those stats for this season at Barca, it's just not working out for him there, is it? And 23 years of age, his passing range, his vision, his dribbling, it's just his reading of the game. It's just, again, I've said it about a couple of players we've been linked to, that he's just easy on the eye. He's a beautiful player to watch. He's got a banging haircut as well. So while we're sticking on haircuts, we had Unai's last night. He's got like a buzz cut vibe. 10 out of 10 for me. I mean, I love that haircut. So he's got a great haircut. And he'd just be a wonderful player for us. And hopefully we can get it done, because we are crying out for a winger that has his head up. And as soon as that ball comes to him, he knows where it's going. You know, nice little reverse passes, you know, outside of the foot. First touch, gone, I'm away. Gliding past players. That's what we need. And he's quality, man. Absolutely quality.
It's that next level of intelligence, isn't it, in the final third, you know, to spot that ball that nobody else spots. We've seen glimpses of it through Coutinho, haven't we? When Coutinho's been on fire, we've seen why he was a £145 million player. And I think Torres has got that in his locker. He's got the ability to see a pass that nobody else can see. He's got the ability to create something when we really need it. He's got goals in his locker. He's got assists in his locker. For me, he's the perfect man to become like that false number nine up there with Watkins. Just that link between midfield and attack and moving out wide, moving into the 10. I'm very, very excited by this transfer link.
Yes, so that's a little cheeky, the lights are on at Up the Villa podcast tonight, an episode I didn't expect to be doing, but we're here for you guys. We will bring you the news. So Unai finally won Manager of the Month as well, which is class, absolutely class, deserves it. For April, it was just, you know, scintillating form, weren't it? So absolutely brilliant. I have been very creative today. So I've been thinking of some concepts that we've got to come in the close season when the season ends. So we've got 2 brand new features which are going to be coming to the channel, and they will be seeing you through the whole of the summer. So I'm really looking forward to bringing you those. So we got content galore coming. Soon as Villa finish playing, the content is still going to be there. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to creating that content for you over the summer as well. So, how was your first transfer, Hub?
Yeah, decent, mate. Decent. What do you reckon? Happy back or what?
Yeah, I think so. You're doing. Justin's got a cold, so. No, yeah, Justin's got the sniffles, so he's not been on for a few days. So hopefully he's back tomorrow when we're talking about a victory over Spurs. So cheers everyone for the support this week. You've been great, comments, views, everything, smashed it as always. So we'll be back tomorrow for our match reaction content over the course of the weekend. So up the Villa.
Up the Villa.